Two other things, the amygdalae, which are two little, amygdala means almond, the two little almond-shaped structures that are midbrain structures, and they are responsible, they are the repository for difficult and traumatic experience memories in our lives. They shrink. Now, they shrink in reaction, they shrink in correlation to the perceived reduction in stress. This is across an eight-week MBSR class. So people who don't perceive a reduction in stress, their amygdala don't change. The people who do perceive a reduction in stress, their amygdalas get smaller, which I think is fascinating. If I were a person whose amygdala wasn't shrinking, I could feel cheated. But I could also look at that relative to how resistant I might be to the practice or to the message or to making that kind of change, where I am going to be in relationship to things in a different way, which is what we learn to do. Vegeta, could I get some water? I didn't think about bringing a bottle of water because I just didn't. Thank you. We also show stronger connections between the left prefrontal cortex and the amygdala. And that so the left prefrontal cortex is able to mitigate a stress response and help us to not be explosively reactive, to help us to stay emotionally regulated so that we can respond rather than react. Okay. So on the big picture issues, the Buddha taught that he achieved full enlightenment by practice anapanasati. So I thought, in addition to that being the root of Western secular mindfulness, it also sounds like a pretty important practice. So I thought it might be useful to look at. The big picture, what is universally wanted by humans? To suffer less. Yeah, happiness, or to have less suffering. You know, you can go across cultures and you're going to find that people want to suffer less. And so this teaching is about the alleviation of suffering. Now, mindfulness is just one element of a Buddhist path to enlightenment. But we're not doing Buddhism tonight. We're doing mindfulness. So we're going to stick with the mindfulness. Okay, some about the origins. Mindfulness meditation shows up in Hindu and Buddhist dogma. I talked about Jon Kabat-Zinn, and he, in his MBSR teacher training, he talks some about the origins of the practice and mentions the Anapanasati Sutra and that Larry Rosenberg has been one of his main teachers about this practice. And so when you get the notes from Majita, two of Larry's books will be mentioned there, and one of them is specifically his discussion of this teaching. Okay, one last thing before we get into Anapanasati, and that is that if you look across the Pali Canon are the teachings that all Buddhist sects agree on. They were the things that were written down shortly after the Buddha died and by his followers. And they couldn't get written down until people agreed that those were the words. So there had to be agreement across all the people gathered that that was the actual teaching. So I feel, you know, there's some ways in which I think you can fairly well trust that the teachings are more or less accurate. They're not verbatim because they weren't getting written down at the time. They aren't getting recorded. So, but they're probably pretty close. And all of the teachings in the Pali Canon in one way or another support the central teaching of Buddhism, which is the Four Noble Truths. So just as a quick reminder on the Four Noble Truths, the first is that there's suffering, dukkha. And dukkha has been translated in a number of different ways. The probably closest in our language is the word unsatisfactory. Anybody ever feel that way, like things are not satisfactory? So second is, so there's suffering. Second is that there's a cause for suffering. And the third is that there is an end to suffering. And that the fourth is that there's a means to that end. In the Four Noble Truths, the means are the Eightfold Path. And we're not going to go into those, but I think it's, I just always like to say that, I teach, as a therapist, my work has been mindfully based. And you can really develop a whole kind of therapeutic, thank you so much. I've been in Arizona. You cannot get hydrated enough. I mean, I just drink constantly, all day long. I'm drinking water and Gatorade and everything I can get into my body. It's like, do you ever get hydrated enough out here? No. I lived in Flagstaff. I seemed like I didn't have this hydration problem then, but... Okay, so one last introductory comment before we get into Anapanasati, and that's that we're going to look at sitting practice through two lenses. And the first lens is a three-step practice, so it's quite simple. And we're going to talk about that one last, because I think it's best to put simple things last, because that's what you're going to walk away with. So we're going to talk about that last. The other one is the structured, deep explanation of the body, the feelings, the mind, and our relationship to the inner and outer world that is the 16 verses of the Anapanasati Sutra. In MBSR, which is an 8-week class, we are teaching, so the 16 verses are arranged, and this was the handout, incidentally, was the sutra. So, sorry.
Excuse me, Nancy.
Mindfulness-based stress reduction, which you mentioned in my introduction. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to go through that in just a second. It's a teaching, and I'll go through the meaning of it and all of that. You're just 2 minutes ahead of me.
Can you spell it, please?
Yes, and I'll spell it for you. Right. It's Anapanasati. 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 I know Roxanne said to me earlier, could you say that a little faster? So the 16 verses are arranged in four groups of four. A group of four is called a tetrad. I didn't know that until I studied Anapanasati. Some of you knew that, but I didn't. And each tetrad has a different subject. When we taught in oral traditions, you always put things in groupings that people would be able to remember. So four of four was easier to remember than six and three. When we teach the 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction class, we're going through systematically this teaching in 8 weeks without doing the teaching. We're teaching people the meditation that reflects the teaching. And we could do the first three of the four tetrads. So we're going through the first 12 verses. So what we're going to do tonight is really focus on those 12 verses, and then I'll just give a little throwaway on the last four, and please go to Buddhadasa's book or somebody else's book to read about non-attachment, non-self, dukkha, and which is the vipassana, the insight part of the practice, is the last tetrad. His Holiness the Dalai Lama is well known for saying at a certain point in scientific meetings, that's Buddhist business, so they don't get into it. And that's really the case with the fourth tetrad, is it's really Buddhist business, and so we're doing secular mindfulness, so we're not going to really do too much with that tonight. Okay, Ana, of Anapanasati, Ana is the in-breath. Apana is the out-breath. Sati means mindfulness. And Sutta is or Sutra, depending upon which language you're speaking in. Sutta is the Pali, and Sutra is the Sanskrit. Is literally means the discourse on the awareness, on mindfulness of the in-breath and the out-breath. So if we were going to translate that in a little less awkward way, we would say full awareness of breathing. So we have this whole verse that's just on breathing. So relax. That's all we're going to talk about is breathing tonight. So the first tetrad is on the body. About Anapanasati, Buddhadasa says Anapanasati is to recall anything at all with sati, mindfulness, while breathing in and breathing out. To recall anything at all with sati while breathing in or breathing out. The with sati part is the essential part of that. If I'm sitting here and thinking about, you know, the dinner I made last night and I should have added more cilantro and less basil, that's really not mindfulness. That's not good awareness. Ruminating about something rather than being quite present. Okay, so the first tetrad is on the body. The other thing I didn't do is have a watch. Oh, there's a clock. Okay.